This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Whether at school, college, or work, most of us take some sort of lunch break. It's a good time to have a rest, catch up with friends, and eat some food. But here lies the dilemma. What to eat? There are a feast of options, but because of limited time or money, many of us stick to what we know, usually the humble sandwich. Some of us make our own sandwiches in the morning before heading out, whilst those in a rush tend to grab and go at a snack bar or a cafe, or buy a meal deal at a supermarket. A packet of crisps may be an additional staple to our predictable lunch. What we eat is usually the same every day. Sheila Dillon from the BBC Food Programme says more than a third of office workers have eaten the same midday meal for the last 9 months. In the UK, bread has become the mainstay of our lunchtime snack, sometimes eaten at your desk, a style known as al desco. Bread is cheap and fills you up, and with average lunch hours now reduced to 25 minutes 24 seconds, it's quick and convenient to eat. But it's also boring. Some people have broken the mould by bringing in leftovers from their previous night's dinner, which they then heat up in a microwave, but even that isn't very exciting. We are creatures of habit, but philosopher Julian Baggini says we're never going to break out of our midday malaise unless we think outside the box. There are alternatives that will fill you up. With just a microwave and a kettle, there are a number of hot, satisfying meals that can be made, such as soups and jacket potatoes, served with a dollop of baked beans or cheese. And then there are the ubiquitous instant noodles in a pot, although you may question how nutritious they are. If you've got time for more exotic munches, then look out for trendy Ottolenghi-style food, such as fava bean salad wrap. There's also the healthy Japanese-style bento box or lunch box that normally contains a mix of carbohydrate, protein and vegetable. And of course, another healthy Japanese treat is sushi. But if I've got time for a proper lunch, I head to my local Greasy Spoon and tuck into a fry-up. Not very healthy, but delicious, and it sets me up for an afternoon of hard work. Then it's time for the next dilemma. What to have for dinner? What do you usually eat for lunch?
Takeaway English
from bbclearningenglish.com.